All right, welcome in as we continue here. Our first, I'm going to do this to piss off Lopez all day, and I'm going to do it specifically when he comes on. Our first annual.
not inaugural.
He hate that.
Not inaugural.
So much.
I know it. Our first annual, Lopez. Our first annual Ron and Reggie and Ron Radiothon. It's got a rhyme, baby. There it is, right there.
That's the key component, baby.
I wondered if anybody picked up on it.
They have. We've gone to the bullpen though, so I think we need to address the changes in the defense.
All right, well, go to the bullpen.
All right, so out. We've taken Seth out as the opener. We appreciate him. Great work getting us going. Also, shout out to Jace for getting us going on the ones and twos. Coming in, the right-hander, Figgy Fig, on the board. He is with us. He's going to give us six today. We are eyeing 6 hours
not,
of the
man.
12.
Yo,
6 innings?
I mean, yeah, you'll be eligible for a win, I think, is what we'll do there. And then, of course, the man from Hiram Clark. He went to Sam Houston State. You know him as B. Scott from Hiram Clark. It is Brandon Kyle Scott in the building, baby.
Yeah, so the Reggie and Ron Radiothon. I like the ring to it. I love what y'all are doing for the Houston Food Bank, first and foremost. So all of that is cool. But when y'all get to Lopez and tell him that it's the first annual Reggie and Ron Radiothon, and he asks why, make sure you just tell him it is what it is.
It is.
It is what it is. Give him both of those. First annual and it is what it is as a one, as a,
his head might explode.
As a 1-2 punch to Lopez.
But you got to sneak him in.
Yeah.
Like not just give it to where it is. But again, as B. Scott said, who is in here with us, you'll hear people all over the place. Brandon Scott's in. You'll hear from Clint as well. I think Sean Pendergast, who is normally in this time slot, will call in at some point. Also, John Lopez, as you just heard there. Luke Merrow and
who? And I'm just giving you hell.
Luke.
Luke Morrow.
Did I say Merrow? Luke Morrow. My fault. Luke.
It wouldn't be a Reggie and Ron Radiothon if we didn't mispronounce a couple names.
That is fair. It's only 8 o'clock, man.
Right. We got a long way to go. Hour number three, we're getting right. Going. Let us know if that's you've been right. Rocking with us. How long you're rocking with us? Check in with us.
I'll mess up some words, and Reggie will mess up something, and then just be pissed for the next 30 minutes of himself.
That's right.
Messing said thing up that nobody else really cares about but him.
It's what makes me me.
It is what makes you you. But Luke will be here, and Sean Bajani will stop by, I believe.
Patrick Creighton
will
yes,
stop
sir.
By. So we got a lot of help on the way. And speaking of help, we really need you to help right now. Text Sports Radio 610 to 71777 as we are trying to help feed Houston, help the Houston Food Bank. They got a goal of $3,000. We are more than halfway there just on your donations and not just with the bids. We may be even getting closer. We're going to blow that completely out of the water.
But how much is the question?
That is the question. But text in right now, Sports Radio 610 to 71777. And you got updates on the bid?
I do have updates. Before I get there, I do want to make sure, like, the Houston Food Bank, because, you know, they just appreciate any level of support. They set the bidding, or they set the goal at $3,000. But it's worth remembering their budget this year was slashed by $11 million. Yeah. So, like, you know, even once, because I do think we will get there. Even when we reach that $3,000 goal, I mean, I want to blow that out of the water because I mean they do incredible work. It's a million people plus that they serve in the Houston community, and they're doing that with significantly less funds. So whatever we can give to try and do a little bit to, you know, bridge that gap, we got to do it as a Houston community.
And could y'all repeat this one stat that's really got me all morning as y'all have said it? $1 feeds how many?
Three meals. The Houston Food Bank is able to ring out three meals for every dollar donated.
So think about that. The amount of funds that Reggie just mentioned that has been cut from the food bank.
Ooh, and I did not do that. That math is terrifying.
Yeah, and then on top of that, what you can actually do with $1. You know, how much $1 goes. So that's to say how much your $5 goes, how much your $10 goes, your $20, your $50, whatever it is that you can give. To me, that's pretty cool math of, hey, just $1 can feed this many families. If I can give $5, if I can give $20, that's a lot of work being done right there.
Yeah, and when you're donating, what we're seeing is, especially as long as you donate $25, I'm making sure to shout you out. So thank you to Clinton Pugh, Matthew Edwards, Thomas McCollum, Fernando De La Rosa, and Mike Angelo. All you fine folks, appreciate you guys for donating. And then also, don't forget, one of the ways to be a little selfish with your donating is that we've got four auctions, a dinner with each of the four shows on Sports Radio 610. Currently, the leaders in the clubhouse, Painted Pendergast, there's a $1,000 bid. That's where the bid is. If you want to go to Tarasco's with Sean and Seth and maybe Ben, if he decides to come out with you, that is, you have to do better than $1,000. You just call in 713-572-4610. There's that. In the Loop, the current bid is $300 if you want to hang out with myself, Fig, and Lopez. And then the Drive is on the board.
That's right, baby.
$300 bid baby. There as well.
There $300. Let's so bottle of Blanton's right there is going to go along with that. I'll go ahead and express that. I'm sure Clint is now. I mean, I'm not trying to win this thing or anything,
nah,
but
nah.
I'm just saying.
This is,
sure about
bottle,
that?
This is actually, other than the actual giving and the charitable part of this, this has been my favorite part so far because I didn't calculate how this could feed into the ego a little bit.
Yeah.
Starting the bidding during Payne and Pendergast hours, but we got In the Loop and the Drive guys primarily hosting the show. Yeah. I didn't think about how much this might tap into the ego a little bit.
Yeah.
The race for
that.
The bid.
I'm trying to raise money, and I know that Tarasco's a real fun place to eat. Payne and Pendergast are like incredibly affable dudes. My thought is
Carbach is a hell of a place to
it is,
get a drink.
It is
and
as well.
As
but
well.
You know, if you Blitz. If you in Houston, barbecue is what you want. J Bar M, like, come on, man. You want to hang out with In the Loop. My thought is I just need to set the bar decent with In the Loop during these hours. And then we go and we hit them real hard during the lunchtime.
Yeah.
And really see if we can bump up the bidding at that point.
Yeah.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, yeah. I'm having fun observing, watching all of this and particularly Ron, because I know Ron wants to get that number up, baby. He's trying to get that number up for 300.
I'm just saying, man. Hey.
The Drive is on the board, though. On the board, 300.
Clint's got some great stories. Emmett Smith, a lot of stories right there that he can recall.
Hey, look, and as somebody that's been to dinners or been out with all of you, I know that y'all are better than that. Like, the Drive, y'all are sleeping on the Drive, man. It's a good time.
It's good. It is a good time. Area 45 as well.
Yeah, $250 on them. Those guys are incredibly fun as well.
So what's the bid there? Where are we at?
There's the opening bid will be $250 for Area 45, $300 bids on both In the Loop and the Drive right now.
Real quick, got the update. In the Loop, $350.
Oh, just like that.
One up. There you go.
Ah,
let's go, guys.
So you're going to have to be $350 to hang out with the OG John Lopez, get some of those stories, get some music recommendations for Figgy. I'll also be there. So, yeah, man, that's what we're going on right now as we raise money for the Houston Food Bank.
So we're up over $1,600 on right now on the bids, and we're up over $1,500 at this moment. So we have already achieved the $3,000 goal. And for me, I in my mind, I have been at least at the $10,000 mark. In my mind, I'll be honest with you, Reggie understands, knows in our meetings with our boss, Parker. Shout out to Parker. Shout out to Sarah Frazier and company putting this together, helping us up. All the other stations in our cluster as well who have come and helped. We'll hear from some of them as well. Here throughout the day, as they'll join us, but I was a little aggressive on what I wanted, right? I had in my mind about 25,000-50,000. Can we raise that? They were like, well, let's not be too aggressive on the first one here, and I'm like, no, damn it, I believe in the power of Houston. I believe in the power of this great radio station, and I know it's year one that we could do it. We've already blown past the total goal of $3,000.
In 2 hours and a little bit of change.
Yes, and we're going till 6 o'clock, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I am willing to do something that.
Oh, you about to die? The hair dye is coming. Let's do it.
I know. B. Uh-oh. Scott knows how serious this is. I know Figgy knows how serious this is. I think Reggie may have a notion. I know the boss knows how serious this is. We pull the carpet back real quick, as I say, or the curtain, as you may say. There have been many occasions here where there's been, hey man, why don't you, for multiple people around here, I won't say names, Parker and others, why don't you, man, slide in there and embrace that Houston feel a little
bit. Put on that Texans jersey, man.
Put it, like, you know, come on, make a video, put on a jersey.
Tatted on my arm, Houston on my back.
There we go.
Well, oh, man.
I got a jersey.
It's literally
there. I've got a Houston Texans jersey.
It got your name on it too?
Got my name on it.
Oh, you got to put
that on. I ain't gonna lie to you. And I ain't gonna lie to you. It's a little slim too.
Revealing
the moment we pass the 10,000, I ain't gonna make it easy. The moment we pass the $10,000 mark, I'll do the rest of the show wherever it is. This feels like a Hannah McNair dream. I'll do the rest of the show in the Texans.
Oh, I love this.
I will do the rest of the show, and this is a big thing for me. You know, as I've said, like I don't really catch me in.
Can I walk you a little bit to a different space?
Can I show the people?
Yes, please do. Can I walk you to a different space? Can I get you to, as soon as, if we hit that $10,000 mark at some point in this show, that you will do a whole drive, edition of the drive in the jersey? Can I walk you to that space?
Hell no, man. Listen, what we're talking about, man, I'm doing the damn radio fine in it. What are you doing here?
I'm trying to get the people bang for their buck.
What are you doing here?
I'm trying to get the people bang for their buck.
This is bang. All right? Now, hell, you want me to get there? I could, hell, ain't no saying nobody could get this thing to 10,000 right now, and I could be wearing it for the duration until 6 o'clock. It's whenever.
Well, up the number then. Like, what's the number that would have to get you there then? If it's not 10,000, if we get to 15, 20, is there a number that could get you to do it?
You just can't never be good enough for folks, can you? It just can't never
be good enough.
I'm sorry.
The standard's the standard.
I'm sorry.
Someone texted in, no, you got to wear it to the dinner. All right.
I like that.
That's a good idea.
Shout out to the text line.
I'll wear whatever jersey. I got a Rockets one too. I'll wear whatever you. I will.
No sleeves underneath it either. I want you to have your shoulders out.
No undershirt.
No undershirt.
Yeah, you got to go all the way.
That is fair. We get to 10K. I will throw on. I'll wear the jersey the rest of the way, and then I'll wear Houston gear to the dinner.
There we go.
Fair. Someone text in. I'll bid $400 on the drive. Well, you got to call in 713-572-4610. Figgy will take care of things for you on that space. Someone else text in, how do I donate? As Reggie said, if you're wondering, text Sports Radio 610 to 71777. That is how you're able to donate. Any amount helps. As we said, we'll be here until 6 o'clock.
Got an update. Payne and Pendergast is now at $12.50.
$12.50 to Payne and Pendergast. Come on, y'all. We got to get that.
Y'all really like Seth and Sean, huh?
We're in there hours.
That's fair. Look, I ain't mad at you. It's all going for a great cause. It makes me very happy to see.
It's 10,000, Mike. My hit here.
Sean and Seth are more, you know, I think breakfast and brunch and lunch guys. Dinner guys, man. The loop and the drive, man. Y'all sleeping in the loop and the drive,
I'm telling
you, man.
That bottle of Blanton's is coming along with it. I'm just telling you. That there it is right there for you. Good stories. No, but it's a great cause. We've had great fun already doing this thing 2 hours in. Like I said to you earlier, man, very, very inspired. I heard you one day talking about the Houston Food Bank. That kind of jumped me and inspired me to kind of look up some things, and then we were able to connect with them and this great event that we hope to do the best we can here with your help has jumped forward. And as I said this on a video I did with Figgy, man, this is, you know, been here 5 years doing, you know, a lot of different things. This is probably the most connected right now I have been to Houston, and I want to help to do my part. I know everyone else does as well. So please, this has been great. What the hell are you laughing at?
I feel bad. You had such a valuable, like, heartfelt sentiment, and then at the same time, I'm looking at the text line, and they go, Sean and Seth are bringing in money because they'll bring hard drugs with them. And I find that to be hilarious as a sentiment. Just in the Churrascos.
I'm just saying.
In a fine dining establishment.
Putting on Sean and Seth? These 50-plus-year-old men going to bring hard drugs?
That's how they get you. They look like fine, upstanding parts of society. They like to have fun too.
I'll just say Tyler comes along with ours, so you never know what he could bring.
I was about to say. I think they have misplayed. They have misplayed that hand, if you will.
He's gonna find the hottest waitress and say shots? Everybody shots.
Oh, that's at minimum. That would be a tame reaction from Tyler.
That's right. We'll keep you updated. You can call in 713-572-4610. You got something?
How much on the dinner bid can we get? Not just the jersey, but then a shooter sleeve and a headband. I'm asking for a number. Everyone has a number. Just give me a number.
So, man, I don't know.
Hey, man,
chill out, man. You're not doing nothing. All right? You're not putting nothing on the line extra.
Ain't nobody asking me
to. Why are you trying to build up stuff? All
if
right?
somebody wants to ask me, hey, what will it cost to get this, I will give you a call. Look, man, my mother is Nigerian. I am Nigerian. I am used to being on Harwin and getting in here and haggling.
I thought he said heroin.
Now I know you're not Houston enough.
Everybody know Harwin.
Everybody know what's happening on Harwin. We getting deals, baby. We getting deals.
I thought I heard heroin.
When we're trying to get a deal, it's like, all right, what do I get for this? Hey, let's bargain. If you want to see, hey, this much for the In the Loop dinner, how much can I get for Reggie to put on the jersey or what have you? We can have that conversation. I'm just asking questions.
There is no need for you to continue to try to up the ante and come up with your little ideas to add to
There's
it.
A very
I
particular
reason. We have been just fine in doing that.
There is a specific need, which is the $11 million that the food bank has been cut. That's the need I'm trying to. If I can make $11 million off this deal because Ron the Show Hughley is wearing a headband, I'm going to do it.
Hey, I caught you dropping your hustling credentials right there with the Harwin reference, though. Hey, that was uniquely and specifically Houston, and even immigrant
you
Houston.
You were proud. You were proud of that.
I saw that. That was a nice.
I don't do it often.
That was a nice deep cut by you.
I don't do it often.
Proud he did it. Did it smooth.
I'd be out there on Harwin hustling, baby.
All right, not all the time. I don't got it like that.
I understood where you's coming from.
It's time to go there.
Continue here to help us out again as we continue through text Sports Radio 610 to 71777 as we continue on the Reggie and Ron Radiothon right here live on Sports Radio 610. All right, welcome back in as we are live right here, and yes, no one has gotten fired. In fact, Sean Pendergast.
Yeah, I was like, I can confirm that for you.
In fact, Sean Pendergast is with us. Hello, Sean. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you? How's the 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. real estate treating you guys this morning?
It is
not
good.
Bad, actually.
It is good.
We have a lot more energy than we had previously anticipated.
Many people are concerned that I've got too much and that I will not make it to 6 p.m. But that is okay. I will be just fine, especially every time I look up some of the numbers and seeing what the great people in this city are doing. As we have already...
Can I break the numbers to them?
Yes, we can. Give me the update. We've already passed the goal that the Houston Food Bank had set, and we're trying to roll through that. Again, text Sports Radio 610 to 71777. You got more numbers, Reggie?
I do have more numbers. I will shout out the people that have donated here in a second, but I want to get particularly to this because I don't know if you even fully understood what we were doing here, Sean, when it comes to the auctions of the dinners, right? So you know that we have a dinner for each of the shows that people can bid on. So it's you and a guest joining in with the fellas of Payne and Pendergast or In the Loop or The Drive or Area 45, which, by the way, you think Ben would come out to this thing? Because obviously it'll be you and Seth, but we've been trying to figure out if Ben would even come out the house for this one.
I mean, everybody's got a price. You know what I mean? I'm sure Ben, if people sprinkled a little bit extra on the auction amount for the Houston Food Bank, we could get Ben out to come, try to do what he does and keep me and Seth in line every day. We'll have him do that at dinner. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Ted DiBiase. With that, everybody's got a price. I just want to let you know.
Is Ben the most mysterious guy here?
100%. Without question.
I am pissed at Ben.
He's got to be.
Ben is the person I've talked to the least here. And just our schedules don't really match up a lot. But Sean,
Ron, real quick. Ben's the person I've talked to the least as well. He's my producer.
Hold on. And Seth didn't have the answer. It is the most interesting thing to me, I think, maybe at Sports Radio 610, is how he ended up at the University of Miami. There is just nothing about... Do you know? Nobody knows. There is nothing about him that was that said, oh God.
But see, this is wrong.
I think he got family in Florida though.
Benny
right?
Blades.
Family in Florida don't mean you go to Miami. Maybe that means you go to Florida.
I told Seth
USF.
Honest to God, I thought they were saying FIU. Miami of Ohio. I thought it was Miami of Ohio. No, it
is a fun thought exercise, but this is Ron playing into ultimate stereotypes. Like his vision of Miami or the University of Miami is Miami and like the U. But it's regular old students at the University of Miami, Ron, just like regular old dudes.
That's why Miami's not good at football, because the actual administration is like,
we don't
care enough about sports.
Is he from Miami?
I think he got
family.
I don't know.
He's from here. Like, his dad is long time in the radio business here in Houston. So I say here. I'm in Negril, Jamaica right now, but like here for you guys.
Right.
Yeah, definitely not from Jamaica.
No,
I know that.
He's not.
But it is wild. Hang on a second. My alarm's going off. Okay, that's my alarm to get up and call Payne and Pendergast, featuring Reggie Atitula, Ron Hughley. And it sounds like B. Scott's
correct.
There, too. Is that
that's
B. Scott that I heard?
Yeah,
what's
right.
going on,
that's
B. Brandon. Scott?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Sean? Enjoying Jamaica?
Having a great time in Jamaica. Tired, but I feel good. Getting ready to go eat a little breakfast. And we've done pretty much the same thing every day. Get up, go to the pool, go to the beach, drink a lot, eat a lot, and then come back, go to bed, and do it all over again. It's perfect.
That's living what I good. Did in Aruba. But you got some numbers? You got some numbers?
Yes, I do have some numbers here. So,
numbers.
All right. Sean, I will ask you, we'll play a little guessing game. Which of the four shows do you think has the highest bid as of this moment?
Well, are they all going like throughout the day, or is the one for me and Seth over at 10 o'clock this morning? What's the format for this
all
thing?
Throughout the day, all the way till 5 p.m. is 5:15. When we will close the bid. Okay, 5:15 is when we will close the bidding.
I'm gonna guess it's one of y'all shows that are winning right now, because you guys are in the studio there. You know, they're feeling your energy. We're just sort of. Has Seth been on yet today?
Yeah, Seth was on the first 2 hours. So yeah, we're in your domain. So.
Okay, got you. I'm going to say the one that's leading right now is The Drive with Sterner and Hughley is leading right now.
You'd be incorrect. The lead right now is Payne and Pendergast.
All right.
Yeah, lofty margin. Currently, The Drive is at 300. In the Loop is at 350. Payne and Pendergast is at $1,250.
Holy smokes. Oh, my God. Now, is that just... Has it been a steady climb, or is that just one person coming in and saying, I want to go to dinner with these two,
possibly three
guys?
It's been four or five bids,
guys.
I believe.
Yeah, it's been four bids,
each
just stepping up over the next. So people really want to get a chance to have dinner with you. Does this add any pressure for you?
Yeah. No, not at all. I love dinners like this. And here's the thing, is that I tell this all the time. You will get stories that we can't tell on the air at these dinners. I'm sure you guys will do the same thing.
Absolutely.
You'll get stories behind the scenes, either radio wise or, you know, with sports in town here that we've seen throughout many, many years that you don't get on the air. So there's an intimacy level, like story wise to this thing. You know what I mean? Like, so it's going to be fun, man. It's going to be good. Wow. $1,250. And we still got all day to go.
You got
too,
all day.
Huh?
Yeah. You got all day.
You got to put on real clothes.
That's
huh?
right. Again, with the
drive.
Yeah,
I know B. Scott. Yeah. Here's the thing too. I mean,
real quick, with the drive, a bottle of Blanton's comes along with that. it's a part of that. Just let you know. Anybody out there?
Okay.
713-572-4610. Figure take care
of
your bed.
Okay, I got to look at. See, I'm not at home now. I could look up at my liquor cabinet right now and go, all right, I'll just grab a bottle of this or a bottle of that and talk. I'll throw in a bottle of something.
A fresh bottle of Blanton's, not out of the liquor cabinet. A fresh bottle.
Blanton's is the one that's kind of a barrel shaped bottle. It has a little horse on top of it, right? Yeah. Yeah, I've got one of those.
Wow, the humble brag.
Yeah, got one. I mean, I'm sure I probably did commercials for it or something like 8 years ago or whatever. I didn't buy it.
Yeah.
Come on now. The cause that you guys are doing this, the Houston Food Bank, is amazing. And I think the one thing I was thinking about when I was on hold getting on with you guys, because we've worked closely with them as a station and throughout the, you know, if you're in Houston any amount of time, you've been over to the Houston Food Bank and seen the whole operation. The thing that's most impressive to me is how much they get out of the money that gets donated. Like, they squeeze every ounce out of every dollar, you know? So if people are just donating, if independent of the auctions, if people are just donating, know that just like 10 bucks makes a huge difference. You know what I mean? Like 20 bucks makes a huge difference. They get everything out of every dollar over there. It's an amazing, amazing operation.
Currently at 1960 is what we're looking at just off of donations alone. I did want to shout out. There's a lot of people that are coming in, so I do want to catch up with some of this. Anthony Rosette, Sam Adebodun, shout out to you. Sean Kearns, Russell Crawford, Ray Ponce, Brad Federvich. I don't know if I said that properly. I apologize if I'm butchering your names, but please understand, great
stay
appreciation coming over
you
here.
Know, man. Stay with that one you know, baby.
Nah, man, I'm gonna put myself out there. I'm gonna try
shout
and make
to
sure
you, Brad.
To shout you out in a proper fashion. But yeah, those are the people that are continuing to donate here.
And to Sean's point again, $1 feeds how many again?
Three meals. Three meals out of a dollar.
Three meals out of a dollar. So again, just think about what you can do with 5, 10, 15, and obviously Reggie's naming the guys or the folks that donate 25 or more.
All right. We'll see what kind of time Sean has. Maybe he'll come back another segment with us.
He's in Jamaica, dog.
I know. I just want him to just have to just suffer just for a little bit longer.
Can you guys hear me right now? By
yes.
The way?
Yeah, yes, we so, got you. Yeah.
Okay. I can't promise anything, but I do know that by like the middle of the afternoon, I'll probably be a little sideways and I'll get a little sentimental and maybe I'll call in then. That
yes.
Now somebody's getting now that might get somebody fired. That might get me fired. But hey, let's find out.
Get a little
Russian roulette.
Get a little drunk here. Okay. Get a little drunk and let's get. Is that what
we get,
are you an emotional drunk, Sean? Is that what you do?
Amy's gotten on me this trip. She's like, by the middle of the afternoon, you are texting everybody. Like, what are you doing? So then I have to go back and look. And it got so bad the other night that I have a group text with my two sons, and this has never happened before. I got a text from my older son, James. He's like, you all right this morning, Pops? It was like one of those.
Well checked.
I bet you Sean at about 12:05 on New Year's. I bet you Sean is a real sentimental. Just hey man, this year's yours.
I love you. I love everybody, man. Yeah, like at 12:05, everybody. Yeah.
I bet Ben's like, what the hell's wrong with this guy, man?
That's why he didn't talk. We figured it out. Yeah.
I love the wellness check from the son, though. That like that speaks to a lot to how far
that speaks to whatever the hell it was sent.
No, that's what I'm saying. That tells you a lot of how far down he was in that rabbit hole.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the one thing they told me when I got here. We have a big balcony on our room, and the guy who was helping us get checked in, O'Keen, he's like, you are allowed to smoke on your balcony, man. And I'm like, all right, I took that to mean I can smoke pretty much anything on this balcony if I want to.
Okay, yeah. Be careful. Right, we still on the
I've got cigars.
It.
What? I
oh, yeah. Cigars. And we haven't all even. Good. Again, yeah. There's a preview for the dinner.
Wait, what did he say again?
At the John.
That's a tease.
So we've had right. This morning, Sean has just said, hey, you know, we're going to tell untold stories you won't hear on air. And then before that, Sean or Seth said, I will get as drunk as you want me to get.
That's correct. He did promise that both of you guys will get as drunk as your guests want you guys to get.
Okay, well, that's a big promise for Seth. That's not a real big promise for me. I'll have probably been at Lizards for 3 hours before the damn dinner, like pre-gaming.
Yeah. For me, Sean, if you know, this is hard. When we get to 10,000, I got to wear a Texans jersey the rest of the way through this show. And that is
Which one? Who's the player?
Hughley. Is the player.
Hughley 24. That's as far as we got.
I got my own one. And it's a little snug too, Sean, so it'll be a real fun one. A real fun one.
But the nice addition on that is we also got him to promise to wear the Rockets jersey to the dinner, and I'm making sure that he does it with no sleeves, so he's just out at dinner with his shoulders out.
Hey, do y'all remember when they revealed the jerseys and they had that 24? Some like the model was just some random guy.
Yes.
Yeah. This is
that'll be me.
This will be this. But in this one, it's Ron wearing the new alternate
right? H-Town jersey.
Yeah, the H-Town jersey.
Yeah, so that'll be me with my black cleats. Is what it'll be. All right, Sean. We appreciate you stopping by.
Hi, fellas.
All right. That's
talk to you later.
That's Sean Pendergast. That's he may or may not call back when he's a little bit. Tipsy to get emotional.
How about
but,
that Jamaican accent he
yeah,
put on?
He pulled it out. Yeah, I thought I'd
I wasn't going to say nothing about it until we hit break.
I jumped past.
He tried it.
He did.
Might have to get his a drop.
Did you hear the confidence leave
as
he left it out? he started out Jamaican and then quickly turned to French Lick, Indiana. He snuck his himself out of that and moved to Chicago.
Roll of the dice.
Yeah, it is. Roll of the dice. Sometimes you don't hit. All right, we continue. Text in Sports Radio 610 to 71777, and you can donate and help us help the Houston Food Bank. We'll continue as the Reggie and Ron Radiothon continues. All right, welcome back in as we continue our radiothon. The Reggie and Ron radiothon goes on 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We appreciate Sean Pendergast stopping by during his showtime for helping us out. I just got an email from Brianna over there at the food bank, and she said it's been a very exciting morning, and they are very, very, very happy with the results already, and very, very excited and very, very thankful for you, Houston. As I said, I believe this is a radio station, fellas, that I don't even know if I understand the power of it, but we have already blown past the goal that they had, and we are trying to go even further. 10,000 is when I throw on the Texans jersey for the duration of the show until we get off the air, and we are doing a great job with that. If you're wondering how to donate, please text Sports Radio 610, all one word, to 71777, or you can also call 713-572-4610, and you can be a part of the auction. What are the numbers at right now? Bids? How can you win the bid to one of these dinners with each one of the shows? Where are we at numbers wise?
All right, numbers wise, you got to beat a bid of $1,250 to go to dinner at Churrasco's with Payne and Pendergast. Of course, mispronouncing things as we had promised earlier. You got to beat a bid of $350 at this point to go get a dinner with In the Loop to J Bar M Barbecue. Beat a bid of $300 to go with the drive to Carbach Brewing. Have yourself a nice beer dinner with the fellas
and Blanton's.
Let's go
now. Come on,
and
damn Blanton's it.
And the vision or the visuals rather. Of Ron's exposed shoulders.
Yep.
I don't want you to forget that.
And Tyler will be there. Many of you miss it. Tyler will be there. Clint will be there.
Yeah, this is something you don't all forget. Tyler doesn't all forget to get out with you guys when you guys are on the road, when people come out and see you. So this is a unique experience as well. And then, of course, Area 45, I want to give these boys love. Hey, shout out to the only real, tangible, incredible night show that's going in Houston. Hang out with those fellas.
Also makes them the best.
It sure as hell does. I mean, even if there were other ones, they'd be the best regardless. But $250 is all you need to get in there and have your name on there for the dinner there. 713-572-4610 is the number to call. Figgy Fig will get you marked down there if you're donating there. But, of course, just keep donating in general because every dollar counts. The Houston Food Bank does a ton for the Houston area. 18 counties that they service, over a million people that they help directly with their services, and they're doing it this year with $11 million less funding. And so every dollar, they're able to wring out three meals out of that. So, you know, go on, text Sports Radio 610, all one word, to the number 7177 if you want to donate. And everybody that donates over $25, I'm making it a point to shout you out. So shout out to Richard Higgs as well, who was added in to our total. Our goal now, $10,000 that we're trying to get to. And we're currently just over 2,000. 2,100 is about where we're at donations-wise.
The best part of what we do is community, man. Like, yep. I know that the heart of it is, you know, the theme is sports. That's the format. That's the genre. But the best part of what we do is community. My favorite part of being at this station is doing our remote shows. Like, just personally, my favorite part is when we go out to places, businesses, events, and we're out with the people. Now this
especially
can,
when them shots get away.
And especially when them shots get away from me. Especially when people start, you know, sometimes the drinks are already on the house, and then people want to buy you drinks on top of it.
That first time, Brandon had to learn how to pace himself.
I just did not know.
There's a story there, huh?
I did not know that people were going to get us drinks. I just thought we were going there to do a show.
Shots to sneak up on you real quick. four shots in,
I wouldn't know.
In 25 minutes.
Have you, heard the drop that Tyler plays in the afternoon of me saying ain't no bitches around
that
here?
Was,
I don't
that
see
was
no
that.
Bitches around here.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that, I'm sure that was fueled.
Got the feeling real.
I'm sure that was fueled at some point. But the point is, what we do here is community, and that's exactly what this is. When Reggie talks about funding being cut for the Houston Food Bank, well, look, I know we vote and everything, but we don't control how things are funded, right? But we can control like just things like this, donations, and when there's a call to action to step up for your community. And I can appreciate what y'all are doing, what we're trying to do here at the station, and all of y'all who are listening and participating. This is what we do. This is what we are here for.
Yeah, it is. It is. And as you said, sports is kind of the way we get into the door to do all the things. And listen, we're having fun, and we can have conversations. 713-572-4610. You can jump in this as well. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, as Figgy is in here handling things, you can call in. He'll take care of you with the bids. Reggie, Brandon Scott, you just heard there. We know the folks up 45 are feeling a lot better about their basketball team than I think they thought they were going to be feeling.
Yeah,
a few months ago.
They do not deserve nice things.
And they somehow
are y'all talking about the Mavericks?
And somehow Nico has lucked himself out of here, and they got Cooper, as I like to say, the American flag, in the building. They got Cooper there. And I'm curious from y'all. We understand what comes about with Cooper Flagg right now. And we understand what he has the potential to represent. Y'all think he ever reaches the star level or status of a Caitlin Clark?
Oh.
Think about where Caitlin Clark is right now. And I heard Colin Cowherd say this the other day, and I think it's probably accurate. She may be the number one American athlete that is untradeable. Like, in terms of everything that she brings to the table, and like for the Indiana Fever, it would like no one would ever even think to trade her because of everything that she means, and financially everything she brings.
David Stern would rise out of his grave on behalf of the WNBA.
On behalf of it.
Yes.
But like, I honest to God, I think of American basketball players, I think LeBron, Steph, and Durant are the only bigger stars just in our atmosphere than Caitlin Clark.
And they got like a 15, 20-year head start.
Yes. Do you think Cooper Flagg could ever get to the level of stardom of Caitlin Clark?
I do not.
No, the easy answer is absolutely not.
No.
But it's not any fault of his own. It speaks to just the unique situation.
Like, you're absolutely. You don't think
100%.
No, he cannot.
100% he can't. And it's because the WNBA is a league, and obviously women's basketball at a professional level is a sport that it does not have the same market share by any means. So for some people, their entire feeling with women's basketball is, I am here for this one person. Where I feel like if you're here for NBA basketball, it is highly unlikely that you're just coming in for Cooper Flagg. And it's just the numbers are not going, like the percentages are not going to bear out that way. On top of other things that we could talk about, I don't even think you need to get that deep into this portion of it. I think you can just go, there's a lot of people who would not consider women's basketball something that they care about, but they care about Caitlin Clark for whatever reason that they ultimately do. And that's going to be, in and of itself, is going to make this an entirely different thing. I always talk about this with, and funny enough, like with comedians at times. And I think it might have been Kevin Hart that was talking about it, where he's talking about like black comedians at the highest level.
Yep.
That there can only be one, a feeling at least.
At a time.
It's not real, but it's a feeling at least that there can only be one that's really making headway. And in certain sports, that's how it operates. With women's basketball, for the longest time, it's like there could be one that is notable. Like, obviously, people that are in it will know about others, but there's one that, hey, everybody tracks to. That's not the way with NBA. There will be a number of players that people know that people understand. Caitlin Clark is going to dominate the airspace for a decent amount of the sports, general sports viewing public.
Yeah, but B. Scott, I think Cooper's unique too, because the same reason that you're talking about partly of why people arrive for Caitlin is a thing that can happen as well to Cooper Flagg. Because if Cooper Flagg becomes a great like a star basketball player that we have not seen a white American basketball player like that. I think there is a big group of people that will flock to that. Now I think the betting odds and thought would be like she's almost the Tiger Woods of her sport, and it's just singular. But I think if Cooper Flagg became a dominant type player or close to a dominant type player, at least in tow of what they think he can be, I think there are a lot of people that will flock to him.
See, I think Cooper Flagg can benefit from the Caitlin Clark type of effect, the Tiger Woods effect, the Serena Williams effect. If you want to make it basketball and go back deep or go back far, the Larry Bird effect. I think a similar type of thing. I think we're talking about the same type of thing that can happen with Cooper Flagg, to your point of making this comparison. But to Reggie's point as to why he cannot be as big as she is, he is just simply not a big enough fish in a small enough pond, which I think is the heart of what you were getting at, right, Reggie. Like, he's not a big enough fish in a small enough pond, which is to say the NBA is just too big, and I don't think he will be big enough to have the same type of, or not the same type of, because I think it is the same type, the same level of fame and what we're talking about with Caitlin Clark, because she's such...
He'd have to be LeBron. To get there. He'd have to be
LeBron. Like, no, sincerely, when you think about... If I ask,
if he's the if best I player of basketball, street, he's gonna be. If he's a top 10 player in the NBA, I think if he is.
If I walk on the street and ask somebody, just anybody, I don't have to, you know, ask if they're a sports fan. I go, can you name me a WNBA player? They're naming Caitlin Clark. If I ask somebody, can you name me an NBA player? That's a LeBron answer. I don't know that you necessarily get the same type of, like, I don't know that you get Jason Tatum, and that's a very good player in this league. I don't know if you get Tyrese Halliburton, and that's a very good player in this league. I don't know why I said his name like that, but you know what I mean. It would have to be that level of singular player, and I think that's where Caitlin Clark has reached.
And what would have to happen to the NBA for there to be just one guy? Like, and I know we talk about this as an issue for, like, who's the next American star, and Cooper Flagg is, like, his timing is perfect here, right? Because we're dealing with this question, who is the next American-born basketball star that the NBA is going to be able to cling to. And here his timing is perfect. But what would have to happen to the NBA for him to be as big as Caitlin Clark is, say, for the WNBA? I think, I don't think he's a big enough fish in a small enough pond.
If he's as good as, like, a Luka, I think there is a chance. I think there is a chance that the fan base would flock to him and that he would cause an emotional feeling the way that I think Caitlin causes an emotional feeling to certain fans.
I think there would definitely be people watching the NBA who weren't necessarily watching it at all, or if not as closely before him. Same way with Caitlin Clark in the WNBA. People are now watching that weren't watching
Text
before.
Text line coming in. Dirk and Nash didn't do it. I don't think Cooper will. I think there's a difference with him being an American.
It's possible. It's quite possible.
I think
because Cooper is from, like, Maine or something
from Maine.
Like that.
I think if Dirk was from Minneapolis, I think Dirk would be a much bigger figure.
Yeah, he's American and his name is Flagg.
Heck yes, like, not right there.
I mean, just a coincidence.
And I know we're up against here, but I did see this text, and I think it's worth noting from the 713. Cooper would also probably need a foil, because Caitlin Clark did have, like, an engendered conversation that kept her name more focused because there was the foil.
Well, that jumped real it. Or not with Angel Reese. I think that jumped Angel it off, Reese. But then I think she's kind of...
No, exactly, yeah. But I think that you need that level of... That is the kindling that stokes the fire larger. Oh,
so that means we need an Angel Reese in the NBA.
So him and Anthony Edwards got to start beefing.
Oh, that's a good one. That's actually a really good one.
That's what's got to happen.
That's what's make it happen. Happen. Silver, he ain't got the constitution. If David Stern was in here... Y'all boys better get to fighting.
Yeah. Little elbow here.
All right, continue. As we continue, the Ron and Reggie Radiothon rolls on live right here on Sports Radio 610.